Audio Bookshelf presents Night by Elie Wiesel, read by Jeffrey Rosenblatt.
They called him Moishe the Beetle, as though he had never had a surname in his life. He was a man of all work at a Hasidic synagogue. The Jews of Szeged, that little town in Transylvania where I spent my childhood, were very fond of him. He was very poor and lived humbly. Generally, my fellow townspeople, though they would help the poor, were not particularly fond of them. Moishe the Beetle was the exception. Nobody ever felt embarrassed by him. Nobody ever felt encumbered by his presence. He was a past master in the art of making himself insignificant, of seeming invisible. Physically, he was as awkward as a clown. He made people smile with his waif-like timidity. I loved his great, dreaming eyes, their gaze lost in the distance. He spoke little. He used to sing, or rather, to chant. Such snatches as you could hear told of the suffering of the divinity, of the exile of Providence, who, according to the Kabbalah, awaits his deliverance in that of man. I got to know him toward the end of 1941. I was 12. I believed profoundly. During the day I studied the Talmud, and at night I ran to the synagogue to weep over the destruction of the temple. One day, I asked my father to find me a master to guide me in my studies of the Kabbalah.
"You're too young for that." Maimonides said it was only at 30 that one had the right to venture into the perilous world of mysticism.